Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, Yamaraj instructs his messengers. It's text number 27. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Te Deva Shita Parigata Parigita, sorry, Pavitra Gata Nye Shadava Samadrisho Bhagavat Prapanaha Tan Nopashitata Harer Gadhaya Bhiguptam Naisham Vayam Na Cha Vaya Prabhavama Dande Tideva Shita Parigita Pavitra Gata Ye Shadhava Samadrisho Bhagavat Prapana Tanno Pashita Tahare Gadaya Bhiguptam Naisham Vayam Nacha Vaya Prabhavamadande Ti Deva Siddha Parigita Pavitra Gata Ye Sadhava Samadrisho Bhagavat Prapanam Tano Pashita Tahare Gadhaya Bhiguptam Naisham Vayam Nacha Vaya Prabhavam Adande Ti Deva Siddha Parigita Pavitra Gata Ye Shadhava Samadrisho Bhagavat Prapana Tano Pashita Tahare Gadaya Bhiguptam Naisham Vayam Nacha Vaya Prabhavam Madande Ti Deva Siddha Parigita Pavitra Gata He Sadhava Samadrisho Bhagavat Prapana Tano Pasita Tadaya Bhiguptan Naisham Vayam Nacha Vaya Prabhavam Madande Ti Deva Siddhi Paragita Pavitra Gata Ye Sadhava Samadrisho Bhagavat Prapana Tano Pashita Tahare Gadaya Bhiguptam Naisham Vayam Nacha Vaya Prabhavam Dande
Te Deva
Harigata Pavitra Gata. Yeshadava Samadrisho Bhagava Prapana. Tano Pasita Tahare Gadaya Vikuptam. Naisham Bayam Nachataya Prabhavam Madande. What it is? Tide Vasita Parigita Pavitra Gata. He Sadava Samadhiso Bhagavat Prapana. Hannau Pashita Tahare Gadaya Viguptan. Naisham Bayam Nachabaya Prabhavam Madande. He Devasita Parigita Pavitra Gata. He Sadava Samadhiso Bhagavat Prapana. Hano Pasita Hare Tadati Guptam. Naisham Bayam Nachapaya Prabhupam Madame. He Devasita Parigita Pavitra Gata. Samadrisho Bhagavat Prapana. Tano Pasita Hare Gadaya Viguptam. Naisham Bayam Nachabaya Prabhavam Madande. Te, they, Deva, by the demigods, Sita, the inhabitants of Sitalok, Parigita, sung, Pavitra Gataha, whose pure narrations, ye, who, Shadhava, devotees, Shamadrisha, who see everyone equally, Bhagavat Prapanna, being surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tan, them, na, not, upasitata, should go near, Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Gadaya, by the club, Abhiguptan, being fully protected, na, not, Esham, of these, Bayam, we, Nacha, and also not, Vaya, unlimited time, Prabhavamma, are competent, Dande, in punishing. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace of Vaicharanada in the Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear servants, please do not approach such devotees, for they have fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are equal to everyone, and their narrations are sung by the demigods and the inhabitants of Sitaloka. Please do not even go near them. They are always protected by the club of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore Lord Brahma and I, and even the time factor, are not competent to chastise them. Please repeat. My dear servants, please do not approach such devotees, for they have fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are equal to everyone, and their narrations are sung by the demigods and the inhabitants of Siddhaloka. Please do not even go near them. They are always protected by the club of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, Lord Brahma and I, and even the time factor, are not competent to chastise them. Purport. In effect, Yamaraj warned his servants, my dear servants, my dear servants, despite what you may have done previously to disturb the devotees, henceforth you should stop. The actions of the devotees who have surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord and who constantly chant the holy name of the Lord are praised by the demigods and the residents of Siddhaloka. Those devotees are so respectable and exalted that Lord Vishnu personally protects them with his club in his hand. Therefore, regardless of what you have done this time, henceforward you should not approach such devotees. Otherwise, you will be killed by the club of Lord Vishnu. This is my warning. Lord Vishnu has a club and a chakra to punish non-devotees. Do not risk punishment by attempting to disturb the devotees. Not to speak of you, if even Lord Brahma and I were to punish them, Lord Vishnu would punish us. Therefore, do not disturb the devotees any further. Om Agyan Smirandasya Jananjanan Shalakya Takshura Mirtanjina Tasmai Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shri Bhashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here is pointing out the glorious position of a devotee, a person who has surrendered his life to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that Lord Vishnu takes such great care of him, he will always protect him. Ma Suchaha, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that we should not worry about anything. Krishna is there behind us to protect us in all circumstances. Here, Lord Vishnu had a club. And we may remember of Parikshit Maharaj when he was in the womb and the Brahmastra was released and to kill him, but then Vishnu appeared in the womb and he saved him with his club. Whirling his club around and around and around, he counteracted the Brahmastra weapon, the atomic weapon, with his club, and he saved Parikshit Maharaj when he was in the womb. So this is the inconceivable Lord. He will always protect his devotees. So the devotees have no fear. Prabhupada said Srimati Radharani also has a club. A devotee said, but club, Prabhupada? She seems like such an epitome of femininity. It doesn't really go together like a club and a sweet little girl. And Prabhupada said, no, she has a club and she uses it. Both for the non-devotees, but to protect our devotees. So, we got a lot of people on the on our side if we're devotees. And the Yamaraj, he cannot come near the Vishnu Dutas, the Jamadutas, they cannot be forbidden by their master and don't even come near them. So this chapter is glorious in the Srimad Bhagavatam because it's glorifying the holy name and the potency of the holy name. This Ajamila is an example. There's no need for any explanation actually of we're glorifying the potency of the holy name in the process of devotional service. But there's no need to discuss the glories, because we got it here. Here is the evidence. Here is Ajmal's life story. And such a sinner. But because he chanted the holy name of Narayan one time, he became free from all those, he became purified. So what to speak of people who are devotees who constantly chant the holy names. So this is the great gift, Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtan. Maharaj spoke yesterday. What is prema of Goloka, that's descended as the Harinam Sankirtan. So this is how we're receiving it. It's coming, but we have to receive it through the parampara system. So the holy name is the prime means of deliverance in Kali Yuga. One has to receive it through the proper parampara system. And then the effect will be there, the effect of the holy name. Today is also the disappearance of Ramanujacharya. He also came here by the grace of Lord Jagannath, who wanted to see Mayapur Dham. And Jagannath explained to him the glories of Navadvipa and how he will appear here in the future. And then he showed his form of Narayan. He really is a form of Narayan with Lakshmi, Sri, Bhuv, his potencies by his side. The Ramanuja was in ecstasy, his worshipful lords, and he fainted on the ground. Then Mahaprabhu appeared before him, put his lotus feet on his head, gave him his blessings, probably in this island of Rudradip this happened. So Ramanuja, he said, I'm going to go out and preach this Braja Bhakti that you're teaching. Mahaprabhu said, no, you don't do that. When I come, I will do that. You preach up to Dasaras for now with your disciples. When I come, I will give this Braja Bhakti. Oh, Ramanuja was saying, I cannot leave Mayapur. I have to stay here. I have to live in Mayapur. How can I leave? And I want to see these pastimes of yours when you appear. So he said, okay, when I appear, you'll also appear as an Antadev. So he appeared as one great devotee named Anantadev here. Of course, he is an incarnation of Anantadev. He's an incarnation of Lord Anantadev. There was some devotees from Ramanuja's devotees. They came to Bombay, Jew temple. No, it wasn't Jew, it was in Chaupati. And they said, we want to talk to someone. And they said, Bhakta Prahlad was there, Bhakta Prahlad. Anyway, Prahlad, the singer, he was there. So they said, we want to ask you some questions about your Prabhupada. So he said, Prabhupada. Started telling his history, and then he went to America in 1965, and then he started the Hare Krishna movement. And they said, no, we don't want to know that. We want to know, who is that Prabhupada? He said, well, for us, he's our savior. Who is he? He said, our Acharya is Ramanujacharya. He's an Antadev. He's Vishnu Tattva. He could only spread the holy name, chanting the holy name in India. But your Prabhupada, he's taking it all over the world. If Anantadev couldn't do that, who is your Prabhupada? We want to know who he is. So, hey, we can understand that. They're all very confidential, all of Krishna's devotees. So Mahaprabhu accepted two principles from Ramanuja's teachings, and that was pure bhakti, not mixed with karma or gyan, and service to the devotees. These two principles he accepted from the Ramanuja. So this is what this is talking about. This is talking about pure devotional service, unmixed by karma or gyan. So this is the glory of the purity of the holy name. And the devotees who take to it and surrender to the process, they become also as pure as the holy name. In other words, they become completely spiritualized by chanting this holy name. Without any motivation. There was another incident of the Ramanujas, because they he's strictly against demigod worship. Strictly. Madhavacharya, surprisingly, is he's not so strict. Of course, he's an incarnation of Vayu, isn't it? Vayu? Vayudev. So he's a demigod, so I guess he can't condemn demigod to worship too much. But anyway, Ramanuja is very strict. So one time they're having a procession with the deity on the palanquin, and then making a prikram, suddenly the black clouds are coming over, and it starts thundering, and then it starts raining like anything. So there's a Devi temple there. So they all run into the Devi temple. Then they put the palanquin down, and then they all come out and they stand outside in the rain. And the pujari says, "Come inside, come inside. You're getting soaking wet." "We're not going inside." "But why not? Your Lord is here. If your Lord can't come in, why can't you come in?" They said, he is independent, completely independent. He can do as he's like, but we're not going to be unchaste. We're not going to go inside there. He can be unchaste. If he can do what he likes, he's independent, but we're not going to be unchaste." So this was his strictness about, you know, keeping pure bhakti, not mixed with karma or gyan or demigod worship or anything like that. Because it mentions a couple of verses ago that the demigods, it says they cannot ascertain the real principles, religious principles, which have been defined here as Bhagavat Dharma, which means surrendering to the Lord and performing pure devotional service. So he said, even on the topmost planets, the great rishis, even they cannot ascertain the real religious principles. Nor can the demigods, or the leaders of the Siddha Loka, to say nothing of the asuras, ordinary human beings, the vidyadharas and the charanas. They cannot understand this. And then Krishna also says, this is 25. He says, because they are bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajnavalkya and Joymini and other compilers of religious scriptures cannot know the secret of the confidential religious system of the 12 Mahajanas. So even great sages, Joymini and etc., Yajnavalkya, and they cannot always understand the essence of the real meaning of scriptures. Even they become bewildered. There's a meditation that we can use also in deity worship. It's from the Hari Bhakti Vilas, but it's a description of Krishna, the God and his energies. And it gives a description of Vrindavan, all the animals and forests, and it gives a description of the Kalpa Vriksha tree, and then it describes of Krishna under that with his locks of curling hair and his beautiful lotus-like eyes and his complexion. He's just got his flute and his blowing on the fifth note very casually with his beautiful yellow dhoti. Nice description of Krishna. And then there is different devotees. They're all surrounding him in concentric circles. And up the front are the demigods. They're in pursuit of Arta, Demigods, they maintain the universe, but that's their business. Artha means economic development. So, Shyamamata Vajuki. Okay. So they're there, up the front, offering prayers, Brahma and all the demigods for Artha. Then it says the rishis are also there. All these great rishis, universally famous rishis, they're also there, glorifying the Lord. And they're intent on establishing the codes of Dharma. And they think they're they're doing a great work. They're very, very broad-minded persons. You probably don't get more broad-minded persons, materialistic persons, than these great sages. And they give great knowledge. They, you know, you get Yajnavalkya and etc. You get these gotras, these lineages coming from these personalities that, you know, in India at least, they have a gotra or a lineage. That means they're taking knowledge from a certain sage. And the many gotras, many sages, so they disseminate knowledge throughout the universe, and they have different followers, and different communities have different gotras and different followers of these sages. But they're all intent in establishing the codes of Dharma. They think we're really doing a really good work here, and they are, in one aspect. They're establishing the codes of Dharma, and this is their savor, the universal savor. It's broad-minded, you know, we're doing a little bit of, we want to help people, but these are rishis, and they're establishing the codes that they write, these different supplements to the Vedas and things like that. It's very, very helpful, it's knowledge. But it's saying here that even they don't know the confidential part of knowledge, because they think that how to help a person through his life, he is born in this world, and to elevate him, but then it doesn't solve the real problem, you know, that birth and death is still there even if you follow these great sages. Even you're going to get elevated by doing it. So this is their consciousness. They think we're doing really great work. They all show up, even, you know, they're so pious when Krishna performs some pastime. You're reading the Krishna book, and then all these sages, they come from outer space, and they're all so powerful. Like that's their service. They think that, but they don't know. They don't know the real essence of Bhagavad Dharma. They do not have this understanding, because Krishna doesn't tell them. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that even the great sages, they don't know me. Because I didn't tell them, that's why they don't know. they know everything else in the Vedas, all the flowery language and all the ritualistic activities, they know all that very well. But I didn't tell them Bhagavad Dharma, because it's very confidential, even though they're great sages. But I'm telling you, Arjuna, I'm telling you this confidential message, because you are my friend and devotee, therefore I'm telling you this. But I don't, even Vyasi doesn't know this. Very guya, very confidential. Always think of me, become my devotee, offer your homage to me. Sarvadharam parityaja, just give up everything and surrender. This is very, very confidential. Which the great sages, they don't have this understanding. So they're interested in performing kamakanda activities. His devotion is there, but it's mixed. It's not pure devotion. So here is this is glorifying the holy name as the, and this happens to be the Yuga Dharma we're in now, so it's really suitable for the time. This chapter in Bhagavatam is really suitable, because the Yuga Dharma is chanting the holy name, and specifically now this chapter from Srimad Bhagavatam is dealing specifically with this, with the glories of the holy name. So we have to chant the holy name purely, then we will get the effect. The secret is we're attached to the parampara. The parampara is coming from Krishna. It's like a tunnel, a bhakti tunnel that goes right through the three modes of material nature, right through the Brahma Jyoti, right through the Vaikuntha realm, right? You get a direct view of Goloka by connecting yourself to the Parampara and following the process of pure devotional service. This gives a direct vision of Goloka. Prabhupada said in 18th chapter of Gita, maybe 75, how Sanjaya, he had that darshan of Vishnu Rupa, and he heard the conversation. He says, by the grace of my spiritual master, I was able to witness this and hear this. And Prabhupada said, this is the Parampara. This is the mystery of the Parampara. It was through the grace of his guru, he's admitting, through the guru Parampara, it's through their grace, by their grace. But Prabhupada said, but the guru becomes the transparent via media. If the guru Parampara are there, then if it's a direct, if they're revealing a direct vision of Goloka, then you're going to get all these acharyas, right? Parampara in the way, you won't be able to see. But no, Prabhupada uses this term. They become transparent via media. So we have to go through the gurus, but they become transparent. Then we get the direct vision of Goloka. And Prabhupada said, this is the secret of the Parampara. This is the secret. We attach ourselves to this Parampara and they become invisible. And then you get that direct vision, but only by their grace. It happens if we... So that's the mystery of the Parampara and the glory of devotional service. That it has to be accepted, this Parampara has to be accepted. And those who are not in the Paramparas, then they cannot get that vision. So they don't know. Even the great sages, they do not know because they haven't connected themselves properly to a proper Parampara with the proper process. So we should chant the holy name purely. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur what constitutes pure chanting the holy name? That one should have complete conviction that the name and Krishna are non-different. When you're chanting, you should have that conviction. Krishna and his name are non-different. And one should be approaching the holy name in the mood of service to the holy name. And approach without expecting anything back from the holy name. He said these three things, this constitutes pure chanting of the holy name. And if you chant like this, then he said, then you will get the proper effect. So, it's a progression. Krishna is coming, revealing himself through the holy name, but we have to guard against the offenses against the holy name and chant the holy names properly, and then we will get the effect of the holy name. The holy name comes in a progression. It's Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. So the first chanting is that when we're simply attentive to the sound vibration. And Prabhupada said, when you have mastered this art, it's very easy when you have mastered the art. So you're just chanting, you're attentive, and put full attention. Then you can realize the holy name will reveal his presence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then at that time you'll understand Krishna's name is non-different. You'll feel his presence like you're in my presence, I'm in your presence. Even more so you will feel it. This is the first realization that Nama gives, Nama. And second, the holy name reveals the form of the Lord. And then he revealed that you're worshipful Lord in your heart. Then the holy name reveals the guna, these different qualities of Krishna. Softness of his touch, his sweetness of his words, and all these And then the holy name after will reveal the lila of the holy, by the grace of the holy. So the holy name reveals all of these things. Mahaprabhu is the example. So this progression, Mahaprabhu exhibited. Now he really went to Gaya to meet his Guru Maharaj, and then he took initiation into the holy name. And his Guru Maharaj gave him the holy name, the process, etc. And he took to the process, and he chanted the holy name so sincerely, so seriously, that immediately he got results. He was feeling the presence of the Lord. He felt ecstasy, tears were pouring from his eyes immediately upon chanting the holy name, after receiving it, the initiation and the holy name from his spiritual master, Ishvarapuri. And so now, and then from there, he went to Kanainatshala. And there he saw Krishna. When he came back to Navadvipa, he told all the devotees, "You will come to Shuklambara's house, I'll tell you what happened." Suddenly he had transformed. He was a naughty Nimai, now he's a bhakta, a great bhakta. The devotees were happy. He said, "I'll explain everything." And then he explained it. He said, "When I was there in Kanainatshala and I saw Krishna, I saw him. He was calling me, come on, come on." And I went and he disappeared. Now he's gone, where is that Krishna? And he just went into a mood of separation, tearing his chest back. And all the devotees, oh, at last, they were praying that when Mahaprabhu could become a devotee, when you become a devotee, such a great personality and a great scholar, but when will you be a devotee? And now they're all happy to become a devotee. So he had that Nama Rupa, he saw the Lord. It's a very quick progression because he was so sincere. And then you also see in Chaitanyamrita, he's talking about the different qualities, the gunas of Krishna. Mahaprabhu was relishing those. And also, one time Mahaprabhu is fainted. So all the devotees are coming chanting Hare Krishna in his ear. "Why did you wake me up? Why did you call me? I was there, all the Shakis were there, I was with them. We were all picking flowers, make garlands for Radha Madhava. Why did you call me back? Why did you wake me up?" So Leela said, so it all happened very fast, Mahaprabhu. It's not that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he can do it easily. No, but he was shy. He was acting as a bhakta. But whatever Krishna does, he does in perfection. So when he's playing, like, on the lap of Mother Jasoda, and he sees her with that stick in his hand, you know, he's crying. He's actually crying. It's not, you know, "I'm going to make a show because I'm God, but I'm going to make a show." No, he's actually frightened. "This is my mother. I'm her child. And she's going to beat me." His necklace is rattling and shaking. He's really frightened. It's not a show. Because he's playing in perfection. So similarly, when he plays the bhakta, he's playing in perfection. And because he was so serious, immediately he had revelation. Well, he adopted the process, the spiritual master, the process from parampara. Immediately had revelation of Dharma, Rupa, Guna, Lila. To show it can be done in Kali Yuga, he has come as the Mahaprabhu. He's the great teacher. If we follow in his footsteps. So, yeah, so this is the glories of the holy name. There's another verse very similar to this topic in the fifth canto, the activities of Maharaj Priyavrata. Priyavrata? He made the sun go around, followed the sun, Priyavrata. Okay. Yeah, so there's one verse there that this is really astonishing, that he can make it another sun, he can create another sun, And go follow the sun around so you don't get any darkness. It's daytime all the time. You can get much more things done. Anyway, an incredible accomplishment. It's impossible for any ordinary person. But then it says, but actually that's not very wonderful because that's still within the material realm. So it's still not very wonderful. But what is wonderful, that even if an untouchable person once chants the holy name of Krishna, he'd become free from all material bondage. This is actually glory, the glories of devotional service, the glories of devotees, the glories of the holy name. It actually will deliver one. And in that purport, in that chapter of Priyavrata, Prabhupada gives the example, or he quotes Sanatana Goswami, who's given the example of the bell metal. You have bell metal, kashi, and you mix it, I think, mercury. Some process of mixing, it becomes gold. It's a mercury, you mix it with mercury. Prabhupada said the yogis, they drink mercury, and then they digest it. And then they pass it out, when they pass water, they pass it onto the bell metal. And that turns it into gold. The devotee said, Prabhupada, can we make gold? Prabhupada said, first drink mercury and digest mercury. It's deadly poisonous. But Prabhupada mentioned in the last chapter that better you find that golden mountain. Maybe the explorers can go and find that Mount Meru. Is it golden mountain? Be better than drinking mercury. But anyway, that's the example is that you treat bell metal with another chemical and it becomes gold. So similarly, the lowest, most fallen people, if they take to this process of chanting Hare Krishna, the holy name, then they become completely purified, transformed, they become spiritual. And Prabhupada said it's a fact that those who actually take initiation into the holy name from a bona fide guru, bona fide sampradaya, they're giving Krishna. It's a fact. At the time of initiation, you're giving Krishna. What else do you want? But in the form of his holy name, his name is non-different. But he has to be protected by the different offenses against the holy name. But factually, you're giving Krishna at the time of initiation. And Prabhupada said you get a spiritual body at that time. And Krishna recognizes you by your initiation name from that time. Then Prabhupada says, but you may not see how, you know, for another two arms didn't suddenly spring out. You know, I got initiation. I'm supposed to get a spiritual body, but my other two arms, they didn't come yet. But Prabhupada says, you may not see how the gross body has undergone any change or anything. He said, the subtle body, he said, that you can see. And that's a fact, right? Before we became devotees, if you were outside of India, we never heard of Krishna. We never heard of chanting the holy name. We never heard of devotional service. And now initiation, now it's only whatever comes out now, it's Krishna, 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 Krishna. We only talk about Krishna, we only see Krishna. And Prabhupada said, so you're always thinking of Krishna, always talking of Krishna. So you can see the subtle body has completely changed. That's practical. That's practical. We saw that in our own experience. We didn't know anything, and all of a sudden we're just Krishna, 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 all day long. Service to Krishna, glorifying Krishna. So, and then Prabhupada said, of the two, you have gross body, subtle body. The subtle body is more important, because by the subtle body you get your next body anyway. So you can see that the subtle body has changed. So this is the glory of the holy name. And Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur gives a comment at the end of the chapter, or the last chapter. He said, Ajamila, he chanted Harinam with faith. He chanted because he was dying, but he chanted with faith. Because he was dying. So what will happen if you chant with faith while you're living? He chanted while he was dying. What happens if he got liberation? He got purified. What happens if you chant while you're living? And Ajamil chanted to indicate his son. He wasn't calling Vishnu, he was calling his son, but still he got his liberation. So what happens if you're calling to indicate the Lord? If you chant to indicate the Lord, what will you get? If Ajamil gets liberation, chanting the name to indicate his son, then what benefit? Much more benefit when you're chanting to indicate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Ajamil was also he was very, very sinful. So what's going to happen for a sinless person if he chants? So here it is, the glories of the Lord, not in imagination. And we see practically how Srila Prabhupada has we heard yesterday, but the day before, this movement will go down in history as being that which saved millions and millions of people. So we see the tremendous effect that the holy name has had, the Yuga Dharma has had, when we hear it from the lips of the pure devotees. Okay. Hari Nama Prabhu ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Go Premanandi. There you go. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you. I went there.